The way a city is designed can reinforce invisible socioeconomic borders. Chicago has been trying to address this issue for the last 20 years by changing its public housing.
Many of the huge apartment complexes built in the middle of the last century have been demolished. Patricia Evans watched that shift through her camera lens. The photographer began documenting the housing projects in the 90s. What first drew her to them was a harrowing experience.
In the late 80s, I was assaulted on the lakefront in the middle of the day while running.
She was beaten and sexually assaulted. This happened across a highway from a housing project called Ida B. Wells on Chicago's South Side. She says she started to see those invisible borders.
It was shocking in many ways, of course, but one way was that I sort of woke up to where the neighborhood was.
Evan's family urged her to leave the city after the assault, but she stayed and picked up her camera. She went on to learn about the communities inside the project.
It's a pretty unusual experience because of the drug dealing, because of the smells, the elevators that often don't work, all the people crowded in there. But you go into some people's apartments and they were immaculately clean, really well furnished, people trying to live pretty normal lives. And I was always struck by, you know, the kind of details of how people had fixed up these apartments.
The city says the projects failed. They were pockets of poverty and crime. As Chicago demolished high-rises, some 17 stories tall, tens of thousands of people were relocated with complex ripple effects. A 2010 study by the Urban Institute showed most of them went to neighborhoods that were safer but still had higher than average crime rates.
Patricia Evans' photos now stand as a retrospective of a city that used to be.
Now that the buildings are down, the photos of the buildings are much more meaningful than they were at the time I took them. Those raggedy buildings, but, you know, so many lives inside, and now they're just gone.
You can see Patricia Evans' work at npr.org/public housing.